Avos per Gimel, Mishnah Dalet 3:4, and in some Mishnahs it's 3:3. Here we have Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha She'achlo Shulchan Echad, three who eat at a table together, Velo Amru Alav Divrei Sora, but they don't speak words of Torah amongst themselves, Ki'ilu Achlo Mezivche Mesim. It's as if they eat literally from the offerings to the dead. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Ki Kol Shulchanos Maleo Ki Tzoa, Bli Makom. All the tables are filled of vomit and excrement without space. We'll come back and explain these things. But three who eat together at a single table, and they speak words of Torah, as if they ate from Hashem's table. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, and he said to me, Zeh Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. This is the table before Hashem. Okay, so obviously a lot to unpack in this Mishnah. We'll start from the beginning. There's two basic underlying premises here which need to be spoken out. The first is that when three Jews come together, that's a chabura, that's a group, which is manifest in halacha, most obviously in the context of the zimun, the requirement to do zimun. But the general principle, Barov Am Hadras Melech, that with the multitudes is the glory of the king, that halacha kicks in when you get to three, says the Malvin. So that means that when you have three together, they're greater than the sum of their parts, potentially, and they should act in concert together as a group to bring out the best of one another, and do something they couldn't do alone. That being the case, when you have three people coming together, you have a special opportunity to do something special and uplifting. And if you squander that opportunity, so then you've missed something big. That's the premise number one. Premise number two is that the Kabbalists teach, Rav Chaim Vital, especially teaching from his Rebbe the Arizal, that everything in this world has like a physical manifestation and then like a spiritual root. And when one connects the spiritual root and uplifts the physical, that's like being attached to Chaim, to life, eternal life, and goodness. That's the v'chart of Achaim, choose life. Whereas if one essentially focuses and connects to just the physical part without its spiritual root, so that is essentially death and rot, decay, and rot, moving away from Hashem. So in the context of the place where the physical world is directly most explicitly uplifted, that is in the Beis HaMikdash, and there at the Mizbeach, on the altar, in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm talking about here, but let's say the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the main altar. So there you have all the elements of creation being uplifted in connecting to Hashem. So you have, in the basic Jewish schematic, you have a hierarchy of four different levels of existence. You have what's called the domem, inanimate objects. You have the tzomeach, plant life. Then you have the chai, animal life. And then you have the medaber, human life. Now, there at the Mizbeach, you have all the elements being uplifted. You have people, who's the Baal and the Makriv, the Kohanim and the Levim doing their singing and so on. Whomever the offering is being brought, being uplifted. Of course, that's the Medaber. Then you have the animal life that's being uplifted there. That would be like the animal itself, the Korban, the Zevach. And then the Mizbeach also, you'll have, depending on what you're doing, either menachos, meal offerings, which have flour and the oil usually, as well as you have nesachim, wine being uplifted. These are considered to be like sort of the most important elements of the plant world. And there's a special bris melech, there's an obligation, a covenant with salt, so to speak, that every zevach, every animal offering has to be dipped in salt before it's put in the mizbeach. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the idea is that the salt is from the inanimate world, and that too can be uplifted. The salt also doesn't spoil, so it's a symbol of the bris, the covenant between us and Hashem, and that it's eternally fresh and doesn't spoil. Salt also and other ideas. Okay, so that's enough. Now, when one eats at his table, think your Shabbos table. So again, at the Shabbos table, where you're there, at the tachlis, the purpose of existence in Shabbos, so you're taking all those same elements and uplifting them at your table. Your table at which you eat is really analogous to a mizbeach, to an altar. And we'll actually see that explicitly, drasha, in the Mishnah here, in the psukim around the Mishnah. So you basically, again, at the Shabbat table, you got everyone sitting around, talking to Divrei Torah, singing Zmiros and the like. They're being uplifted. That's the Medaber. You have the best of, you know, meat and fish, the two realms there, and you're eating them and uplifting those. You have your wine. You have your bread, again, looking to uplift those elements of creation. And then finally, everyone, or many people have the custom of dipping their bread into salt at the table. That is to remind themselves that the table functions like a mizbeach, and the bread, although it doesn't need salt for like the recipe anymore, so tosos, because if it needed salt, you'd put more salt in. The bread is tasty as is, but you dip it in salt as if it were a korban. So every time you were dipping your bread in salt at the Shabbos table, for example, or whenever you have your suda, you should be reminded. It should be a reminder to you, this is functioning like a korban, so to speak, and you're there to uplift it. It's uplifting you. You're uplifting the physical world, to connecting it back to Hashem. Now, with that in mind, when one sits at a table to eat, he could really be there to eat, to sort of just indulge himself, indulge his physical, you know, elements of his body, and gratify his physical needs. And that would be essentially the opposite of uplifting. It would be, you know, dragging you down. Or a person can use the eating experience as the opportunity to get his energy to serve Hashem and essentially uplift the elements of those foods. Then it's an uplifting experience. So our mission is saying that when one gets together with two other people, so now he's really a chabur, his opportunity is something very special, and to squander it on just basically filling your belly and indulging your bodily needs without a mindful of being uplifted as your soul as well, is a terrible shame and turns the whole meal into sort of this like animalistic experience, which is essentially disgusting, as opposed to being a holy experience and uplifting you. Worth noting, the I might have said it before in the Shadar, I don't remember anymore, that the word lechem, which is bread and food, is the same root as like milchama, battle, because the battle you fight every time you sit down to eat is, are you going to be becoming like an animal and just sort of filling your belly, or are you going to be like the elevated being you are as a human being, uplifting the food that you're eating to serve Hashem. So says, therefore, Rabbi Shimon, Shlosh achlu al shulchanecha, three eat together. And the Tiferes Yisrael says three, once you have three eating together, so that means they must have the time on their hands, because if they were just in a big rush, they wouldn't eat together. Each one would be afraid the other one would delay him in making birkas hamazon. So these guys have time on their hands, and if that's the case, v'lo amru alav divrei Torah, they don't talk words of Torah while they're eating. Now, Tiferes Yisrael also speaks out, by the way, can't talk while you're eating, is dangerous. You have to make sure your mouth is free of food. So either it means, you know, a longer meal, one person could eat and one person can talk. Or if it's a shorter meal still, so it says sha'achlu in the past tense, so once they finish eating, then they can talk. If they didn't speak words of Torah, ki'ilu achlu mizivche mesim. It's like they ate from the table of offerings to the dead. Now, the zivche mesim is a reference to a pasuk, Telem Kuvav, which says, pasuk chavches, which says, V'yitzamdu leval pa'or, and they kind of cleaved to Baal Pa'or, that idol, v'yochlu zivche mesim, and they ate from its offerings, which were zivche mesim, like offerings to the dead. Idols are referred to as dead because, of course, they're not alive and can't respond. That in contrast to the Elohim Chayim, Hashem, the living God, as the Pasuk in Devarim says. So it's like zivche mesim, offerings to the dead. And as we'll see, you know, so this is a shulchan, it's like a mizbeach. So these are like offerings, if you will, and you're offering, and they're like idolatrous offerings because they're there to serve you and your needs, nothing for any higher than yourself, as all idol worship is really, is a way to manipulate things to get what you want. Therefore, the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk from Yeshaya. Now the Pasuk says, as quoted in the Mishnah, is Ki kol shulchanos melo ki tsoa, bli makom, all the tables are filled with vomit and excrement without makom, without place. But in the context, the previous pasuk is really talking about people having these indulgent, self-indulgent sudos meals. The pasuk before says, "Vegam ela beyayin shagu uveshecher tau." They're there sitting at the tables, drinking wine, and, you know, shagu. They're becoming, making mistakes, being foolish, and shechar, other kind of intoxicating drink, tau, also, you know, going astray. And the next pasuk says, our pasuk over here, that the tables are those tables where people are just using the eating experience to sort of indulge themselves. It's as if the table were full of ki and tsoa. Ki, again, vomit, tsoa, excrement. So this is like just a waste product. So you've extracted all the good, holy elements of the food, and that you've abandoned. What you're left with is just the waste product, which is what you're eating, so to speak. Bli makom. Now, literally, bli makom means there's no space, meaning the table had no space free of filth. But Bli Makom here is understood as sort of in the Drasha, Hashem is referred to as HaMakom, the omnipresent, the place in which the world exists, and therefore Bli Makom, there's no mention, no place of Hashem at the table, so to speak. And therefore it's considered to be like a bunch of, it's all waste. And Ki and So are like a code word, so to speak, for Avodah Zarah, or just, you know, things without any, you know, spiritual root attached anymore. In contrast, three people eat together at one table. And they do speak words of Torah. So then it's ki'ilu, it's as if achlu mishulchanu shel makom baruch hu, it's as if they ate at Hashem's table. There's a concept of, you know, shulchan gavo, Hashem has a table where his korbanos are. So if you're eating from Hashem's korbanos, if you will, you're like eating at Hashem's table. And that's what the Mishnah here is referring to, this idea. I should speak out. At what threshold, just going back half a step, at what threshold are you yield to your obligation to speak Torah that you aren't eating from Zivchei Mesim? So the Bar Tanura sets the threshold very low, and the halacha does reflect this, that if you just say Birchas HaMazon, you just bench, that's enough. Others don't like that at all, because Birchas HaMazon is just like, it's a separate basic obligation. It's like there's a kasav, but it's like Hakar Satov. It's not about Divrei Torah per se. It's about just thanking Hashem for getting the food. And therefore, like, if you don't bench, that's a low, low level. You know, that's just breaking an Issur D'oraisa. So the Mishnah would be saying something higher than that, which is besides for benching, you need to have Divrei Torah. The Shla brings that even like saying a Perek of Tehillim like you'd be Yoti with that, which is why there's the minug to say Shir HaMalos or Al Naros Bavel before benching. That would be for the sake of making sure that you have Divrei Torah at the table technically. But of course, the spirit of the Mishnah here is that you should be engaging one another, your group of three, and something enlightening, and not just saying some section of, you know, Tanakh from Rote or the like for benching. Okay, anyways, going back to this now, if you do learn, so then it's like you ate at Hashem's table. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "V'yedaber Eli zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem." This is the table before Hashem. So, in context, this is Yechezkel, Hanavi, and he is having a vision of the third base of Mikdash, and he describes it. He says there that there is hamizbeach, and according to the first pshat here, like the Bar Tanura, the mizbeach here, although it's called mizbeach, which means altar, it's referring to the shulchan, like the table in the Kodesh there. So it says hamizbeach eight shalosh amos gavoa v'arko shtayim amos umitzosav lo v'arko v'kiryosav eight. Details about the dimensions and the materials of this table. V'yedaber Eli, and the angel said to me, says Yechezkel, "Ze hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem." This is the table before Hashem. So you see what was mizbeach, and they referred to as shulchan. And in between those two things, there's the details, that's the Torah. So the equation set up according to the Bar Tanura is that mizbeach and shulchan are sort of interchangeable if there's the bridge of Torah. And that's the idea. If you have a table of Torah at it, so then your table becomes like a mizbeach. Others learn more straightforwardly that since the pasuk refers to the same thing as both a mizbeach and a shulchan, even though it's referring to a mizbeach, in fact, not the shulchan, but since it calls the mizbeach a shulchan, you see that the mizbeach could be shulchan could be like a mizbeach if you use it appropriately. And there's a third pshat that Bar Tanura brings, which is a little like more technical, that he says, the pasuk says, shalosh amos, three, you know, cubits, an amma is a measure of distance, but without the vowelation, it could be drashed as like emos, and then the concept of like yesh eim lamikra, yesh eim lamasoris, the idea that there's these like these three primary branches of Torah. You have Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So the point is, if you have that at your table, any of those things, so then of course it uplifts the table to being like a mizbeach, an altar. In the case, the value of this Mishnah teaching, again, is twofold. Number one, when three people get together, you have a special responsibility as a group to do something special. Don't waste the opportunity. Number two, the eating experience should be one that's uplifting and should be one which includes Divrei Torah, talking about Hashem and his Torah and ideas and being uplifting the whole dining experience that you're eating, not for the sake of eating, but rather you're eating for the sake of getting strength to do your avodas Hashem.